And see, I'm glad I carried my umbrella, because we hadn't gone half a block when it
started to rain.
And say if a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she'd say, well, I have to ask.
My husband?
And he would say, talking about her, I have to ask.
My wife?
Any joking ways they'd refer to each other?
Oh, the old man or the old lady. My better half. The boss. I guess that's about it. Old man, old lady, better half. Those are the most common ones, I think.
Mm-hmm. A woman whose husband is dead is called a
widow.
What if he just left her? Then she'd be a
divorcee.
Did you ever hear the expression grass widow?
I've heard it, but I don't know. Does that refer to a woman that's divorced? I don't know.
Some people use it that way.
Grass widow. Seems to me I've heard it, but I never used it.
And the man whose child you are, he's your
father.
And his wife is your
mother.
And together they're your
parents.
What did you call your father?
What did I call my father? Dad.
Anything else people call their father?
Pop, dad, father, daddy, papa.
What about your mother?
Mom, mama, mother.
And your father's father would be your
granddaddy.
And his wife would be your
grandmother.
Anything else you call them?
Grandma, grandpa.
And something on wheels that you can put a baby in and it'll lie down.
Baby carriage?
Okay. And you put the baby in the carriage and then you go out and what the baby?
Stroll the baby.
And if you had two children, you might have a son and a
daughter.
Or a boy and a
girl.
And if a boy has the same color hair and eyes that his father has and the same shaped nose, you'd say that he
looks like his daddy.
Okay. Any other way of saying that?
Resembles his father.
What if he has the same mannerisms and behavior?
Just like, I guess, say just like his daddy, or looks just like his daddy, acts like his daddy.
And you say, if Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you'd say, in 1 year, Bob
grew 5 inches.
And you'd say, you certainly have
grown.
And if a woman's looked after 3 children until they're grown, you'd say she's
raised them.
And if the child is misbehaving, you tell him, if you do that again, you're going to get a
spanking.
Anything else?
Well, I'm going to get a spanking.
What if it's harder than that?
Well, whipping, I don't like that word for kids, though.
Why not?
I don't know. I just don't believe in taking after them too hard. I'll spank them. Whipping to me. Whipping to me just sounds a little harsh. I figure I'm going to whip somebody. I'm either going to hit him pretty hard with my closed hand or I'm going to take something and do it, you know, a whip to him. Spanking to me means just kind of patting him on the rear end a little harder than usual just to tell him they've been bad. And I don't go for whipping kids.
Say if a woman was going to have a baby, you'd say that she's
pregnant.
Did people used to use that word much? Or did it sound kind of
No, I don't think so. I think it kind of, you talk about, let's go back a little ways. No, they wouldn't use that around kids, at least not the people I was around. I just, she's expecting or she's in a family way. That just go around the bush. I think it's just the same as a lot of words that they use now they wouldn't use before. It's a different way of thinking, but I think the word pregnant, it was just not used so much around, particularly around kids old enough to figure what was going on, I don't know. But I think it's one that they kind of stayed away from some.
How do you feel about the word now? Would you use it in front of your, if you had small children?
Yeah, I think I would.